niggas a month. Bitch, I'm a baddie. I get what I want.
Check 1, 2. Testing, testing.
Welcome to another episode of the Ladies Pitch Podcast. A controversial podcast where choosing violence is always the answer.
Please welcome.
Here are your hosts, Haiti Baby, Lexi the Savage, and Durag Daddy.
What the fuck is up, guys?
Oh my.
In case you didn't know who those vocal stylings belong to, it's your one and only godless wonder, Lexi the motherfucking Savage.
And I'm here doing the Macau Five for your favorite mommy, Haiti Baby. What was that about?
I just found out who Ice Spice was.
Okay.
And I am still trying to figure out what a munch is. So for those of you under the age of 30 who care to fill me and Haiti Baby for that matter, please message us, tweet us, stop us in the street and be like, yo, this is a munch. And yeah, let us know, please, because I take aspirin before bed, so I definitely don't know what the fuck a munch is.
According to Urban Dictionary, it's an eater or a super simp who will do anything for a girl off the thought that she is filling him.
Oh.
I just want to make it clear to people that are not from New York, this is not a term that we use.
Yeah, it's not.
I never knew what that shit meant.
We're going to dispel that rumor right now because apparently a couple of people have said, oh, that's New York slang. Maybe for like the younger people under the age of like 25.
Yeah, I've never said that word in my life.
Never in my, unless I'm referring to like munchies because I'm hungry.
Or the munchkins from Dunkin' Donuts.
Oh, yeah, or you know, like the munchkins from The Wizard of Oz.
Yeah.
Big ups to them, but I never refer to a guy as a munch, and I know for a fact Haiti Baby neither, because we're fucking adults. And
I mean, yeah. I might now.
No,
a guy that knows how to eat pussy but can't fuck,
so he a munch.
I'm gonna call him a munch.
So he got a little dick. He a munch.
He a munch.
Okay.
If he got a little dick but he knows how to eat pussy.
Okay. If he can't do either. If he got a little dick and can't eat pussy.
He's out the door.
So he's obsolete.
He's obsolete. That nigga's obsolete.
He got go. So yeah, guys, I found out who Ice Spice was. At first, I was like, is that like a new drink at Starbucks or Dunkin'? And everyone was like, no, it's a person. I was like,
a Bronxite at that.
It's a fellow
from Fordham.
From Fordham.
Bum, bum, ba, dum,
bum. That's like a bus stop away from me. And, you know, she looks like a very lovely young lady with her little orphan Annie haircut, her little poom poom shorts. I just want her to have a better face washing routine because she looks a little on the oily side for me, but that's not her fault.
She needs a little Fenty in her life.
A little Fenty.
I think Riri should send her a little care package.
Make her like an ambassador, right?
Yeah, you know.
She got the body for it, so.
She has a really natural.
Natural body, so I give her that. Riri, take her under your wing, get her some vocal coaching and stage presence.
Respect her hustle, but yeah, she needs work. Well, she's just, you know, she's just starting out. She's from the Bronx. Gotta support my ladies that come out the Bronx.
Yeah, and she got Drake's attention. Granted, he's not following her Instagram no more. She probably called him a munch. She probably called him some, like, probably he's like, you a cornball or something. And
she probably told him, oh, you thought I was filling you?
Yeah. He was like, this is my first and last time I fuck with a Bronx bitch. They ruthless. He's going to cry about it in his next album.
Mm-hmm.
He thought Riri was ruthless. He found himself a bitch from Fordham.
He found himself a bitch that wears Tim's in the summer?
Yeah. If she from Valentine Avenue is a rap.
Bitch, I think she is.
Probably.
If you're from Fordham, you're from Valentine, you're ruthless.
If you're from like Valentine or Decatur, you a savage.
Mm-hmm.
You,
Drake, that bitch raps exactly how she tweets.
Yeah, and she gonna steal the change off your dresser and call you stupid at the same time.
She's gonna steal it while she's looking dead in your eyes.
Yeah.
Like, and what you gonna do about it? Suck my dick.
Order my Uber, bitch.
Oh, you thought I was feeling you?
You a dub.
You a dub. Oh, gosh.
Drake thought he had it. Mm-mm.
I wonder why he unfollowed her, though, after he was the one that DM'd
her. She called him a mom. She came for him.
He's gonna reveal it on the song.
Yeah, like, you know what it is? And I feel like guys like Drake think because they're Drake, a woman is supposed to be like, oh, my God, it's Drake. He's paying attention to me. I need to make one thing clear. You could drive a gold-colored Maserati and piss Hennessy. If a New York bitch thinks you a cornball, you a cornball. There's no coming back from that. We don't give a flying fuck about what worldly possessions you have, what people you know.
Once we spot the corniness.
Once we see that it's cone, it's done. It's done.
It's my favorite.
Not for New York bitches. Like, nah. I have stopped speaking to guys for less.
Yeah, once we spot the corniness, yeah. It's a turnoff.
Like, if you put down stuff that I like or you make it a point to try to make it seem like you're better than me, nah, you gotta go, puppy. Go cry to your moms because it ain't gonna be me, bitch.
Oh, you thought I was feeling you? I'm sorry, I can't get that line out of my head.
You a munch. You a dub. Go cry to your moms about it because she's the only one who gives a fuck.
I don't like the slander that she's been getting on social media, though. I feel like, yo.
I don't either, but at the same time, some of the memes are kind of funny,
nah,
though.
Nah, they are funny. Like, I have laughed at the one that says she looks like the Cabbage Patch.
Yeah, that was like, the one.
That's the one, right? With the little orange
with
hair.
With the orange hair. Somebody called her,
they call it Carrot Top.
Hood Orphan Annie.
Oh, my God. But I respect the hustle. Listen, she's trying to step on the scene. I respect it.
And she's young.
She needs a lot. Yeah, she's fairly young. I think she's only like 22, 23 years old.
Yeah, she's young. I thought she was like 19, 20. But yeah, that's still young.
Yeah.
Listen, I'm sure, you know, she'll get the right. If Cardi B is smart, which she is, Cardi, play your mama. Come here. Let's talk.
Mm-hmm.
And she'll, you know, she'll help out.
Yeah. Remember, she blew up after this song, and it's not even like a full-length song.
It's like, what, a minute and a half?
Yeah, it's like 2 minutes max. I mean, she's performing this one song. You know, another drill rapper, Fabio Foreign, which I don't listen to his music, but I just know
from, who?
You know, Fabio Foreign. Yeah, so anyway, he's also a drill rapper.
Guys, I'm sorry. It's not that I'm being woefully ignorant. I'm still learning about these new rappers and artists, and if you can name guy like Lil, it's a lot for me to keep up with.
The only Lil you acknowledge is Lil Wayne.
Exactly.
That's it.
Exactly. If you came out from like when I was between the ages of 8 and 26, I'm with the shits. And in order for you to like stick out after that, then it's because, you know.
You got to come out with a sex tape or something.
Yeah,
that's guys, the only way we'll remember
I'm working you. On it. I'm working on it, okay?
But anyway, he brought out Lil Orphan Annie, Rolling Loud, and she's performing this one song, and you know.
Go for her.
I feel like she needs to work on her stage presence. She seems dull, a little unseasoned, you know, and the breath control. There's a lot of things she needs to work on.
And she'll get there.
She will get there. If she stays on the map, you know, she'll get there eventually. If she got to continue, you know what it is? She's got to stay consistent. She got to stay grinding. She got to want it.
I got one question for her, though.
Cardi B caught a lot of slack when she was first trying to rap. Yeah. She stepped on the scene. But well, the thing with Cardi is that Cardi was like, I don't give a fuck what anyone thinks.
I'm going to do what I do.
I'm going to do what I do. I'm going to grind. I'm going to hustle. And I'm going to do what I have to do.
And if there's one thing you got to know about a Bronx bitch, you can tell her whatever the fuck. She's going to be like, okay, and?
People hate bitches from the Bronx.
Yeah.
I don't know what it is, but people hate bitches from the Bronx. I don't know what the Bronx hate is about, but I see it.
It's more a reflection often of them. None. It's a reflection of them because they don't have it in them to have that.
I mean, to be fair, we do a lot of dumb shit. We see it every day. A lot of Bronx dumb shit is going on. So those people don't make it any better for us.
We can't, like, a lot of the Bronx dumb shit, like, it is what it is, but you gotta appreciate the spirit of a Bronx woman because we'll cook for you. But we'll also smack the shit out of somebody for you in one fell swoop.
Yeah.
I mean, we all know Jeremy Renner, what she's about. Like, my sister's the epitome of a Bronx bitch.
It's like, yo, we can curse you out. Just no one else can.
Yeah.
a Bronx Latina at that.
Yeah, like I could call you a fucking moron. Yeah. Nobody else could call you that because then I'm going to have to make them eat their words. But I just feel like a lot of the Bronx hate, especially for like Bronx women, it's a reflection of the person doing the hating. It's like you don't have it in you to say and do the shit that we do because of whatever, you know, you're afraid of the clapback or the reception. That's something you got to deal with, not me.
It's the aggression.
That's what it is.
It's the aggression that we exude.
It's what it is. We have hair on our chest, figuratively speaking.
We take shots of Henny for breakfast.
Yeah, like we come out the womb with a pack of Newports.
Mom's a smoking pack of Newports while they're pregnant.
Yeah, like.
That's how, you know, that type of shit.
That shit.
That's real Bronx shit.
I mean, I was drinking light and sweet coffees in kindergarten with my little newspaper.
That's also the Hispanic culture.
Yeah, like.
Grandma having this.
That's like a true story, though. Like,
at a young age.
I learned how to read from the sports pages of the Daily News. So I had my little newspaper, my little coffee going to elementary school. Like a real fucking Bronx bitch. Now look at me.
You know, I was surprised Ice Spice was from the Fordham section of the Bronx. So she was giving me Grand Concourse.
You know, it's funny. I was thinking High Bridge.
Yeah.
Like my neck of the woods where Cardi's from. Cardi B and me went to the same middle school. She went well after I was there because I'm geriatric. But we went to the same middle school. We're like from the same section of the Bronx. And I was getting the same vibes from Ice Spice, but she's from Fordham. So that works too. Like, again, I'm getting big Valentine Avenue vibes from her.
Yeah. If it's Fordham section, it's definitely Valentine.
Valentine.
I briefly lived on Valentine.
Bryant, maybe, you know?
Bryant.
Bryant, maybe, possibly.
Yeah, Bryant Ave, yeah.
183rd, you know.
Yeah, I briefly lived on Valentine. And let me tell you something. I'll never forget this. This is story time. Actually, when I first got like my first like good job at 18, so what I thought was a good job, it was with Citibank, like selling insurance and shit.
Oh, look at you.
Center, right? So I'm like, I'm gonna move out. Like, I just turned 18, blah blah blah, I'm making enough money. I moved into like a room. Uh-huh. I rented like a room and it was on Valentine. Yo, that was party central.
Was your landlord a rat?
It was actually a Dominican woman. A rat. It was a newly renovated like private house.
Okay.
And my neighbor, my little, I wouldn't say roommate because we didn't share the room, but his room was next to mine. Oh man, this is a story right here. So he had recently did time in Rikers.
Uh-huh.
He was like my little smoking buddy and shit.
Okay.
And two rooms down was like a guy that auditioned for American Idol. I don't know if you remember like Twin Brothers at some point. I think it was during season 2, season 3.
Season 2 was Ruben Studdard, right?
He didn't win. He was a contestant on American Idol.
Well, yeah, I figured because I remember the seasons by who won. Like, Kelly Clarkson, obviously, is season 1.
I got to Google this. It was Twin Brothers.
Was Ruben Studdard.
Who won season 1? Kelly Clarkson?
Yeah, she's the American Idol.
But it was so funny because he was hanging on to that he was an American Idol. And he used to pick up bitches by telling them that he was on American Idol. So he always had, oh my God, me and the other guy, we used to smoke together and laugh about it. And he used to tell me his little jail stories. It was great.
Did he ever make fees?
Year 18 was a great time for me.
Oh, man.
Once I moved out of, you know.
Yeah, year 18 was great. I was in Miami. I was in college, you know. Just figuring shit out, wilding for respect. It was great times. I do have one question real quick for Ice Spice.
Ice Spice, if you're listening.
How'd you get up on that basketball hoop, girl? Who put you up there? How'd you get up there?
Oh, yeah, that's right.
She was on the hoop. And yo, it's funny because when you're an adult with ADHD, you focus on the most random shit. And seeing the video, my younger brother sent me the video. He said, yo, look at her ass. I was like, I forgot she had an ass because I was trying to figure out how she got up on the hoop. And my brother was like, focus. I'm like, I am focused. He's like, you're not focusing on what you need to be focused on. I'm like, motherfucker, you know how hard it is to get up there?
Somebody gave her a boost.
And Ice Spice is short. Like, you know, she's like 5'2", 5'3". Who put you up there, mommy?
She looks even shorter.
Yeah, she's probably like, I'm going to say she's at least taller than me. But
I need her to come out with some new dance moves as well. Yeah. I know she's doing the dance move. Listen, I love ass. I love ass.
Natural ass.
To look at natural ass just as much as the next man. But I need her to get some, you know, some better dance moves.
She'll get there.
I don't like the fact, too, that people are telling her to go make her OnlyFans rather than rap. Like, come on.
But that's, this is the society we in. It's kind of like, just shake your ass, man. You ain't gonna do anything else. Yeah, but the minute she starts doing all that, oh, she's only good for that. My mans, pick a struggle.
It's kind of like Meg Thee Stallion.
Yeah, it's like, pick a struggle. You tell a bitch to go make her OnlyFans. She makes an OnlyFans. She starts making mad fucking money. You're mad at her for making mad fucking money off the OnlyFans, and you want to insult her and call her a hoe and shit. Like, come on, man. Pick a struggle. Don't be mad because your mixtape flopped. Don't be that person. But Ice Spice, I'm dead serious. If you're listening, ma, just tell me how you got up on that hoop.
Ice Spice, if you're listening, call me.
This bitch.
Yo, so from Ice Spice to NyQuil Chicken. What's up with the mayonnaise community and this TikTok challenge and marinating chicken in NyQuil? What's going on?
Okay, so I first saw it on... Where the fuck did I see it? Okay, so I saw a news story about it on News 12. So once there's a news story about it, you already know the trend is about to pass. But even then, the fact that this was a trend, why? How did this come about? What is the fucking purpose? Who come, like, why?
This was a single mother of four who stepped onto the dating scene after being single for 6 years. Couldn't find a babysitter. And thought to herself, how can I put these little four fucking rug rats to sleep and leave and go see my bae, you know? How can I make them sleep the entire night? Because melatonin ain't working anymore. They're fucking immune to it, right? So she decided to create NyQuil chicken. She marinates the chicken in NyQuil at nighttime, overnight. She cooks it for dinner, serves it to her four beautiful children.
And then goes out.
And that was the creation of, it worked, and that was the creation of the TikTok challenge. What was the name of the TikTok challenge? NyQuil Chicken?
NyQuil Chicken.
Hashtag NyQuil Chicken.
So she went out on a sad date to Applebee's, had a 2 for $20, some $5 Long Island iced teas, got clapped out at a Howard Johnson's restaurant, hotel.
Not Howard Johnson.
Went to the Hojo to get her hoe down. Went home
to perform a blowjob.
Hayden, Kaden, Jaden, and Raiden were still sleeping.
Not the Aidens.
Oh, God.
Shout out to HR. That's like his favorite name to pick when he talks about kids.
He says Hayden, he's Kaden, always and Jaden.
He's always saying Jaden or Kaden or Raiden.
Because people, can we stop naming our kids that for the next 15 years?
That's hilarious.
You know how people stop naming their kids Howard? Can we like do the same thing with those names? Because my God, like a couple of weeks ago at work, I must have collected like 5 different birth certificates with the name Jaden. And I'm like, guys, like at one point I was like, Jaden? Like, I was annoyed and the lady is looking at me like, yes. And I'm like, why? Why the fuck?
Also, it's called hashtag, the challenge is hashtag sleepy chicken.
What is, like...
And the FDA issued a warning in response to the alleged social media trend that's going around. I feel like the
FDA is sick and motherfucking tired.
They're like, tired of the mayonnaise community. They need to stop.
They're like, what are these motherfuckers doing now? NyQuil chicken, you know what? Let them do it. Let them do it. You know how when you do something and it's like, oh, it burned? You learned your lesson? Okay.
I feel like they're responsible for like the fatal challenges.
Oh, yeah.
I feel like us black and brown people were responsible for like the broken bone challenges. Like
the milk crates.
The crate challenge. You know? We did I remember the ice bucket challenge. Like, what are some of the challenges?
Well, the ice bucket.
It was a good cause.
Yeah, I was going to say the ice bucket challenge actually came from something. So I kind of excused that one. You're still not dumping cold ass water on me, though, because we fighting.
I did the ice bucket challenge.
Oh, God.
I feel like mad people cheated, though. Like, how do we really know that's ice cold water?
Yeah. I mean,
unless there's actual ice in it.
Yeah, like you're supposed to have like ice in the water.
Oh, I just had cold water.
I mean, growing up,
it's the Bronx education system, man.
Well, growing up with Jeremy Renner, like if you in the shower, she used to like dump buckets of
me and my brother
of like ice water on us. I remember one time she caught me. I was in the shower and she took a whole thing of blue Kool-Aid and just dumped it in the fucking shower. I look like a member of the Blue Man Group.
I just can't.
Why Kool-Aid?
And but I should have known better. And I should have known better because she kept asking me, yo, when you going in the shower? And I figured it was because she had to like clean the bathroom or something. So I was like, all right, I'm going right now. You know, get out your way. Nah, she just wanted time to get the blue Kool-Aid ready for my dumb ass. And then she caught me good, too, because I was in the middle of, like, rinsing my hair. My mouth was kind of open. So it was, like, I inhaled all that blue powder, and like, it was all over. You gagged on it. I was like, how much fucking powder did you dump on me, you lunatic? I dead ass looked like, you remember that show, Arrested Development?
Yeah.
When he had the blue? Yeah, that's how the fuck I looked. Because, you know, why not?
Yeah, so we had the ice bucket challenge. We had the crate. The crate challenge was funny, though. A lot of those videos.
You know how many
people. It's the memes they created.
It was the memes. You know how many people we had come in because of the crates?
Yo, did you see some of the falls that people were having? That's what I'm saying. Like, you know, the mayonnaise community, they're responsible for, like, the fatal challenges. The NyQuil chicken, sleepy chicken. They had the Tide Pods.
The Tide Pods. Can't forget that.
The cinnamon but challenge.
But I also feel like it's the younger people, like Generation Z.
Because everybody wants to go viral. Everybody wants to go viral over stupidity.
But at what cost?
The cost of their health or whatever.
Nah, man. I already take enough risks. You know? I live in the Bronx. I work in the Bronx. I'm Latin, so I'm predisposed to like high blood pressure and diabetes. Like, I got enough shit to worry about. I'm not going to add to it. This is why, and people like get on me for this. I think this is part of the reason why I don't like roller coasters and I'm not an adrenaline junkie. I feel like the people who are adrenaline junkies are like from a little boring town who need some kind of excitement in their life. I'm like, my mans, live on my block for a week. You need adrenaline in your life? Try getting home before they start shooting up the block. Make that your extreme fucking sport.
Squid Game here.
Yeah, like it's Shakespeare Squid Games. Like, this is what we're going to do. Don't fucking tell me to go bungee jumping. Motherfucker, I work in the Bronx. The other day, I am standing outside my job waiting for a cab. Somebody gets shot 6 feet away from me. I almost got blood on my new Air Forces, bro. And I'm not even being dramatic because I sent Haiti Baby the video. Mm-hmm. So I just can't. Like, stop the shit, man. There's enough shit out there trying to kill us. Don't put yourself in that predicament. Be better. No, do better.
Motherfuckers will be on their deathbed and looking at the, oh, I went viral. Oh,
flatline. Yeah, and for what?
Yeah.
For being a fucking numbnut.
There's another one where they jump into the snow. Like with no clothes on or some shit or no shirt.
Yeah.
Or no shoes. They jump into a pile of snow. My man.
That's like even that a motherfucker.
Remember, that was a challenge too a while back.
Yeah, I remember. But that's like the motherfuckers who every year do the polar bear plunge in Coney Island. Why, man? Like, you live in the projects. There's no hot water. You're already doing the polar bear challenge. Like, what are we doing?
Bitch, I had to do that shit this morning. There was no hot water.
Huh? Haiti baby?
Yeah.
How many times in a week do I always bitch about no hot water being in my house or them turning off the water?
Mm-hmm.
Like, I can't.
That's regular schmegula.
That's like regular schmegula shit.
I definitely had to do that. And I'm so mad because it's early in the morning. I'm not a morning person as it is.
Neither am I.
And for you, and then the temperature is dropping. I'm not feeling like 100%. And for me to have to fucking do the polar plunge in my own apartment, but like, there is no hot water, like, I was livid.
It's like, do better. Be better. I don't know if you remember the snowstorm of 96. Remember that big-ass snowstorm we had? I remember when we were walking home from school. And there was like this big ass thing of snow and playing around. Jeremy Renner pushed me into like this big pile of snow. But she's always had like crackhead retard strength.
Yeah. Jeremy Renner's strong.
Yeah. And she pushed me and I went into the fucking snow. And they couldn't find my ass. Aww. And I was like flailing because I felt like that little kid in the Christmas Story with the coat.
Bitch, you was drowning in snow.
I'm not drowning, but I couldn't get out the fucking snow. And like, her and her friend were like panicking. And my mother's like, where is she? And I'm like in the snow trying to get the fuck out. Again, like, I didn't ask for that. And I'm like, why? why am I going through this? I was 10 years old.
I don't think parents realize the type of trauma that people with older siblings endure and grow up with. Oh my God. Like, we literally develop PTSD.
Yeah.
Because of our older siblings.
PTSD, trust issues.
Yeah. Like, I tell some of the people some of the shit that my older brother used to do to me when we were growing up. And they're like, oh, that's regular brother shit. He nearly killed me a few times.
Me and Haiti Baby bonded over our joint sibling trauma. Because she would tell me things. I'm like, yo, me too. And then I would tell her things. She's like, yo, me too.
Yo, it was like the Spider-Man meme.
Yeah, like we were pointing at each other. We were dead ass pointing at each other like, your sibling fucked you up mentally too? Tell me about it.
Me too. Anytime anybody comes around me raising their hand, I flinch like, oh shit.
And like, you know, when I joke saying that I was raised by wolves, like Jeremy Renner is one of them. This was someone who bullied me into doing good in school. He used to like yoke me up like, you better fucking get good grades. I'm gonna whoop your ass in front of everybody. And I'm just like, okay. You better fucking make the honor roll. I'm like, why are you bullying me into making the honor roll? This is why, like, I am the way.
See, at least I was like somewhat of good bullying.
Yeah, like I guess
my brother literally knew that I had like a fear of elevators and would be in the elevator with me, just me and him, and would just like throw his body against the wall so just like I can have an anxiety attack.
You know,
like dumb shit like that, bro. I'm scared of elevators to this day
because of that. You know what Jeremy Renner used to do? She used to unscrew the light bulb out of the bathroom. And lock me in the bathroom in the dark and start playing the Undertaker's music, the old school music.
Oh my God.
And like,
that took him 28 minutes to get to the ring.
With Paul Bearer in the urn. Yo, it's crazy because she would fucking do that. And I would like, in our old apartment, the bathroom was, it was slightly smaller. So I would be like flailing about in the bathroom trying to like get someone's attention to realize that she's torturing me. But you know, when you're a latchkey kid, and you're under the guidance of your older sibling, anything goes. And that was like her favorite fucking hobby, man. She used to take out the light bulb and be outside the bathroom door so I couldn't get out and play the Undertaker's music. There was another time she put me in a clothes hamper and sat on it so I couldn't get out.
Man, my love to all the middle children and younger siblings that had to endure bullying, trauma, humiliation from their older siblings.
But it builds character.
It builds character, but I feel your pain.
Yeah, I know you, of all people.
You know my story.
We know.
If you know, you know.
Because you guys are like the same age difference, like 4 years.
We're 4 years apart. Yeah,
so same here. Fucking A. Still to this day, man. Perfect example. I came home from work the other night. My room was... I don't like dolls. I don't like dolls, porcelain dolls, Barbie dolls. Depends. But the creepiest dolls for me are the ones with the blinking eyes.
Oh, yeah. No.
So, all right.
I feel like they slowly turn their heads at night.
Yeah, they're watching you
while you're sleeping.
They're most definitely watching you while you sleep. So, Jeremy Renner went to go visit my mom's and... she thought it was a good idea to bring back a bunch of my grandma's old dolls. I don't know why.
Why?
I will bring her in here right the fuck now and ask her why she brought these dolls home, and she will not give me a straight answer. So what does she decide to do while I am at work and I have the video? I will send it to Haiti Baby to post on the Ladies Pitch page. She covered my bedroom in dolls. I was finding dolls for days after. She was putting them in every crevice, nook, and fucking cranny of my bedroom. Dolls of all shapes, sizes, colors, limbs, no limbs, one eye, nose ring, whatever fucking kind of doll, it was in my bedroom.
That's horrible.
It was already a frustrating day at work. I opened my bedroom door. Mind you, my mom was visiting, and my mom let all of this happen. And what did my mom say? I couldn't stop her. What?
You're her mother.
She came out of your puss, lady. She was like, you know how she gets when she gets her mindset on something. That was my mom's excuse. That was her fucking excuse. Her mind was set on it. Needless to say.
For you.
I am 36 years old and I am still a victim to my siblings' torture in some way, shape, or form.
If you or someone you know is a victim of an older sibling, make sure to DM us.
Tell us
your story.
Tell us about the trauma.
Yeah, tell us about your trauma. We'll bond. We'll do some trauma bonding. Yo, so you want to get into Vienna sausage Brett Favre?
Yo.
Man's just wilding for respect.
Once America's favorite quarterback, Brett Favre, was discovered to have been committing welfare fraud in the state of Mississippi. Also, the poorest state in the union, he was smuggling. Was not even smuggling. Like, he was basically repurposing state welfare funds to build a stadium, a volleyball stadium.
A volleyball stadium.
At his daughter's school. Mm-hmm. It's funny because it was a fucked up story. It just so happens the story broke a little bit before the whole Ime Udoka and Adam Levine scandal. But of course, people are going to focus on, you know, sex, drugs, and rock and roll. So they're going to focus on the cheating and not homeboy committing the welfare fraud. So Haiti Baby and me were talking about this. I'm like, yeah, it's real fucked up. I mean, but what do you expect from a guy who took dick pics while wearing Crocs? So Haiti Baby is like, run that by me again. And I was like, your boy was sending dick pics. Not great dick pics, but he was sending dick pics to a woman while wearing Crocs. So Haiti Baby's like, nah, I gotta see this. So I found the photos of Brett Favre's member, his unit, his part, whatever you want to call it. And let me just say, when I passed my phone over to Haiti Baby to show her the images, it was like I was telling her that I took money from her bank account and put it into mine without telling her. Like, the look on her face, it was like a mixture of disappointment, betrayal, anger.
It made a lot of sense, though.
Yeah, like,
his actions match his dick.
Say that again.
His actions match his dick.
Write that down.
The actions that he had, that he made.
He committed.
Uh-huh. They match his little dick energy.
Describe this dick to me. Give me your description.
You gonna make me do that?
Yes. This is what we do. We do it okay, for the people.
If you guys ever watch 90 Day Fiancé, it's basically like Big Ed in dick form. That's the best way to describe it.
Oh my God. I had Big a feeling Ed, we were going to go there.
Big Ed in penis form. If Big Ed was a penis, he would be Brett Favre's penis.
And you
That's the best way to put it. If you don't know who Big Ed is, Google him.
And it's not, never mind how the dick was looking. It's how he was posing the penis.
He was posing like if he had a lot of dick.
Yeah, like the way he was holding it. And at one point, he put like a sheet, like a blanket.
He had the nerve to add like decor to the picture. A backdrop. My man. What are you doing?
It looked like he was taking school pictures.
And then they had like different angles of the dick. What are you... Who received these pictures?
This... Imagine being the woman who received these photos. Like, you know, you having a little phone sex with a man who... He was married at the time, so I think he still is married. It's like, damn, now everyone knows your wife is getting bad dick because you sent
him. And you a scammer and you got a little dick. Wow. Double homicide. Double homicide.
That's
double. You a scammer with little dick.
That's capital punishment right there, man.
You deserve to go to jail for the rest of your life.
Oh, my God.
I would never claim that man. I was married to who? No, I was not.
You whip out the Kiki Palmer. I feel sorry for that man.
I don't know who that man is.
I feel sorry for that man.
Oh, my God. He's a disgrace. I think that he needs to be held accountable the way Michael Vick was held accountable, yep. The way Colin Kaepernick was held responsible and held accountable to that degree. Because I feel like this is not being spoken about enough.
It's like, my man's, isn't that like a federal crime?
Absolutely. He should be canceled.
That's welfare fraud.
He should
fraud.
Be fired. He took food off the mouths of the people of Mississippi.
Yeah. The poor, again, let me reiterate, the poorest state in the union. The poorest state in the union.
He was actually paid money for speeches he never made.
Like, I purposely made that noise on my mic because I need you guys to understand how disappointed that just made me.
Mm-hmm. The state auditor says $70 million in federal welfare funds went to Favre, a volleyball complex, and a former pro wrestler.
What pro wrestler was this?
The Million Dollar Man.
Ted DiBiase?
See, absolutely.
The Ted DiBiase?
Yes.
Where's Jake the Snake? Where's Jake the Snake?
Mm-hmm.
Where's Damien?
The state of Mississippi was paying Favre $1.7 million in 2017 and 2018 to make motivational speeches out of federal welfare funds intended for needy families. Apparently, he never gave the speeches and demanded the money back with interest.
Nah.
Yeah. He has repaid the fees, although not the $228,000 in interest, as the auditor has demanded.
This is what I mean when I say I need the confidence of a mediocre white man, because he did all of this
mm-hmm.
with that between his legs.
Mm-hmm. Right.
That is when I tell people I want the confidence of a mediocre white man. This is it. Between him and Trump, this is exactly what I mean.
Bitch, I think Trump might have more dick than him.
And that's.
He deserves to be on like the Howard Stern segment that he would have.
Oh, remember that? The tiniest dick competition?
Brett Favre needs to be a part of that. That's the type of shit he needs to be winning. That's the type of shit they need to be endorsing. Like. Not fucking stealing money from the poor people in the state of Mississippi. What's wrong with you? He should be ashamed of himself.
And he's from the state of Mississippi.
He's a disgrace.
Yeah, like, he was, like, the proud son. I remember when Hurricane Katrina happened. He was, like, the proud son of, because, you know, that area was also affected. Mm-hmm. He was, like, the proud son of Mississippi. Like, oh, my God, Brett Favre. And this your king? Apparently it is.
Town hero to fucking... disgrace.
Ice Spice would definitely call him a munch.
Dick, he better be a munch. He hasn't been accused of a crime or charged, and he's declined interviews. According to his lawyer, he did nothing wrong and never understood. He was paid with money intended to help poor children. Spare me the fucking.
You are a Hall of Fame quarterback. You don't need the money.
Well, apparently he said he never knew the grants were coming from welfare money.
You don't have people to vet that for you?
Bitch, he just doesn't want to take accountability.
Yeah, like.
That's it.
Motherfuckers don't ask questions? I have no words.
Yeah, I definitely think that he should be fired, canceled. His little Sirius XM show that he has needs to be
I know he's doing something. I didn't know if it was a podcast,
mm-hmm.
excuse me, or the XM show, but okay, yeah, it was the XM show.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
And he needs to be held to the highest degree for his actions, because that's crazy. Let a motherfucker out here commit shit for Medicaid fraud? Federal, your ass is going in.
Never mind that. A woman was arrested for enrolling her kid in a
different address, right? Yeah. The wrong school district. Yeah.
She used her father's address to get her kid into a better school. And they arrested this poor lady.
There we go. And what are we doing?
Guess what? She was a single black mother trying to do right by her kid. She was like, let me use my dad's address because he lives in a better school district. And they arrested her.
White privilege.
Must be fucking nice.
Sounds about what?
White.
Yeah.
You know, I really do wish I had photographed your face when I showed you the Favre dick pics.
You got the audacity.
I literally felt like, damn, Lex, like, I saw that hurt and betrayal in your eyes. Like, if I truly hurt or betrayed you somehow by showing you.
There's the misconception that you think that, you know, big men hold big weight along the below the waist.
Listen.
Like, that's what you're working with? You got the nerve to commit federal crimes? And you working with that? That clearance rack-ass dick? What is wrong with you?
What's it called?
Clearance rack dick.
Clearance rack. Like Nordstrom's or...
Not even. Or Old Navy.
I was going to say rainbow.
Old Navy. Old Navy fucking clearance rack dick. What is that? Oh my God, what is that? That's what I would do, the Cardi
what
B.
What is that?
Oh my God, what is that?
We got to find that clip and put it like a side by side.
Side by side of his dick.
Fam, I was dying.
Well, we'll keep you guys updated. What goes on as this continues, which honestly, I think nothing is going to come from it unless some people go in an uproar about it, you know? Because shit, if you're willing to suspend Ime for a little fucking and sucking.
That was consensual.
You know?
It was definitely consensual.
And I feel like the whole cheating scandal is kind of to, you know, distract the people of what's really going
yeah.
on. Yeah. Like, I feel like that happens a lot.
It always does. Like, let's give them a couple of cheating scandals.
Yeah.
To keep them distracted. Because
nothing gets the people going, like cheating scandals, messiness.
Again, sex, drugs, and rock and roll.
Yeah.
Yo, I can't stop looking at these ASAP Rocky photos of him in the mosh pit.
What was ASAP thinking?
Like,
leave the mosh pit bonanza shit to Travis Scott.
And it's funny because you see his face, and his face is like, why am I doing this? I got a kid at home. I got a newborn at home. My girl is going to be so mad. She's going to cut me up when I get to the house. She's going to be like, what were you thinking? Were you even thinking? Like,
yeah, let's not attempt to do the
yeah, I know, but accent. I'm just not. But I'm just like, you know, Riri, the minute he walked in that door, she's going to be looking at him like, yeah?
Yeah, her arms crossed.
Yeah, like, yeah? You know how old you are, right? Okay. Mm-hmm. Go that, back to feeding the baby and
that
stuff.
That picture was looking a little bit like that Drake meme. Remember when he looked like all kind of disoriented and he was in the crowd? It was similar. Similar facial expression.
This looks like how Red was looking when we were talking to her FaceTime earlier. This is the, I'm getting too old for this shit.
That's the Danny Glover.
It was at this moment ASAP realized he done fucked up. I love it though.
Yeah, I'm too old. My joints and
yeah.
My back is not the same.
There's certain, like guys, there's certain events and activities. If you don't invite me, I promise I will not take it personal. In fact, I'm like, thank you for knowing, for respecting my place and knowing the kind of person I am. Do not invite me to events after 8 o'clock at night. Do not invite me anywhere that requires me wearing high heels. Unless I have the option of changing into something 10 minutes into getting into the event. Do not invite me anywhere where I have to scream over the fucking music. I'm not doing it.
We're more at the age where we do like the low key.
Yeah.
Spots.
I could do a brunch here and
yeah,
there.
Yeah, brunch. We're like brunch. We give brunch vibes.
We're aunties now. We're definitely aunties. Yeah. I can like anything sports events I could do for sure. You know, I love me some sports. But if I gotta wear a Hoochie Mama outfit and wear heels and be standing up 80% of the time without, I'm not going.
That's why I don't do the heights.
Yeah, like
a lot of places in the heights. I'll do Mama Sushi. You know,
it's funny you say that because the last time I was in Dyckman, I was going to a open mic stand up comedy event, and it happened to be in this venue in Dyckman, which is like north of the Heights. And you know, we were walking to this venue, and I'm just looking around. I'm like, no, like I am too old for this shit. These girls were like dressed up, and they had the heels and the hair done, and walking and waiting to get in and waiting to be seated, like it was just
everything's waiting. And by the time you actually get to where you want to go, you have like an hour to party.
Yeah. And I'm like, I'm not cut out for that anymore. And I feel like it's gotten worse now because maybe because we were younger back then, but I felt like when we were doing it, it wasn't like that?
No, I feel like it's always been like that. Yeah. We were younger back then. Like, you know, we weren't able to stay up past 1 a.m.
But then again, even when I was younger, I wasn't really into the club scene like that. And
yeah, I did the whole, like, for birthdays. That was the thing.
Yeah, like lounges.
Yeah, lounges.
Everybody did their birthday party at Silhouettes at one point or another.
I never got to do Silhouettes.
Me neither.
Yeah. I went to a birthday party, but I didn't actually have my birthday party.
And a fight broke out, and I was like,
of course.
I'm done.
You know it's a great night when it ends in a fight.
Yeah. And there was, I'm trying to remember the name of the venue we had went to. It was like, we used to call this venue the Trauma Club because every single time you went there, shit popped off and you wound up going to a trauma center afterwards.
Wait, what was the location? Like, where was it?
By like St. Barnabas.
Eros? Eros.
Eros Lounge. Yep.
I went to Eros once.
Yeah.
Twice.
Yeah. Not about that life.
Oh, man. What was the one that was on Webster, right across the street from White Castle?
Oh,
I was in there a lot.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Yes. I know exactly what you're talking about.
Oh, I remember Friday nights they used to have like a twerking
contest.
Was it
Escape Lounge?
It was called something else. Shit. I got to ask.
Fuck.
But I was in there on Friday nights.
Guys, if you know what we're talking about, please DM us. Let us know because our brains are not cooperating with us right now.
My memory is just shot to shit, guys. But
yeah.
Yeah, they used to have a twerking contest on
Fridays. Yeah, and they used to have, like, the male go-go dancers and stuff. What was the fucking name of
Tropicana.
This
I remember Tropicana.
Tropicanas, El Morocco's. Mm-hmm. Shit, I fell down those stairs once. Me and a friend of ours, D, I love you. This was, oh, my God, this was, like, 10 years ago. We were leaving El Morocco's. I remember I had on shoes and my feet were hurting me. We were both drunk and she's like, yo, I'm gonna help you down the stairs. And I'm like, you think that's a good idea? She's like, yeah, I'm good. I got this. And I'm like, okay. Fam.
Bad idea.
According to another friend of ours that was with us, we fell in slow motion. And what made it worse is that we both were laughing so profusely.
Yeah, we're drunk.
We were drunk. It took us like 20 minutes to get up. Not because we were hurt, but because we could not stop fucking laughing. At one point, I don't know if he was like one of the bartenders or what. He was trying to get me up and I was like a wet noodle just like on the floor. And I'm like, wait. I'm surprised I didn't pee myself or break an ankle because I had on some fucking heels. And we were like, that was not a good idea. But that was fun. Our boy was like, yo, y'all motherfuckers were falling in slow motion. Y'all just kept falling. Oh, shit, it's raining. I got that ADHD.
Yeah. Well, yeah, I don't do the club scene anymore, man. Listen,
I don't got the hips for it.
By 10 p.m. is a wrap for me.
You know, one time I was at, I think it was Morocco's. And I was already like, you know, when you're like at the beginning of, I'm getting too old for this. So I was like 28, 29-ish. And we're there. You know, I remember I was standing at one of the VIP tables. I was drinking a beer. And I look over and I see a woman. She had to have been in her 50s. Cougar, you know, you could tell she got some work done. She had some poorly done extensions in her hair. And she was dancing with a younger guy. All power to her, right? But the whole time, she's on her phone, like on some kind of FaceTime. And she's just like dancing and recording herself. So I'm watching all of this and I'm like, what's going on here? You know, I'm always watching people and trying to figure out the scenario. So then another woman that was with her comes up to her and she starts like dancing in the frame of the phone too. So I'm like, okay, maybe it's like a friend of theirs that they're on FaceTime and the friend couldn't come out because, you know, her back was bothering her or the novella was on. I don't know.
Her man wouldn't let her come out.
Her man, you know, Don Pancho wouldn't let her come out. So,
you know, Bronx niggas are jealous.
They really are. So, I'm trying to figure out what the backstory was, but you know how you always find out shit without asking to find out about it or. So that was happening. Maybe 20 minutes later, I go to the bar to get another beer. And the lady that was on the phone, she comes up to me. She's like, oh, in Spanish. She's like, oh, are you here with your friends? I'm like, yeah, you know, we're just whatever, hanging out, having a good time. She's like, yeah, I'm here because I found out my husband's cheating on me. And I'm like, okay. I did not initiate conversation. Like, she came up to me. So then she's like, who are you with? And I'm like, why are you asking me this? So I just point, like, to the table where my friends were at. So I'm thinking she's going to be like, oh, okay, cool. She walks over to my friends, like, where we were at, and she starts making conversation with them. Now, I'm still at the bar. I don't know what's going on. I'm trying to get my fucking Bud Light to be one with God. So I finally get my beer, and I go back. She's walking away. So I'm just like, what was that about? Apparently, she was trying to make this husband of hers jealous. So she was like sending him videos of her dancing with younger guys. So then she asked one of my guy friends if they wanted to go home with her and her friend, because she wanted to try something different.
Oh.
Mommy was being messy.
I thought, you know, I thought it was going to be something else. I thought that the girl that she was with was the woman that he was cheating
no,
with.
No,
and
no,
they
no.
became friends and decided to go out party.
Nah, like, apparently she was sending him videos throughout the night and, like, FaceTiming him. Like, that's a lot of energy. She was, like, in her 50s. You needed to exert that energy on your extensions, because they were bad. They were real fucking bad. So then, you know, I go back and I was like, yo, what the fuck was that about? My boy was like, she wanted one of us to go home with her and her homegirl. And I'm like,
nobody went?
Like, I was slow because, again, I was already drinking. I'm like, go home for what? And he's like, looking at me. I'm like, oh, shit, really? Because she kept asking me who I was with when I was at the bar. And they were like, so you told her? I'm like, I didn't think she was going to fucking ask for a threesome, motherfuckers. Like,
that's nasty.
Yeah, like, don't come for me. Like, I didn't know.
No, I'm all for, you know, I'm all for the...
the fuckery, but it was so, like...
fuckery, but... God damn.
It was so out of nowhere. Needless to say, nobody went home with her, because as we saw her homegirl leaving by their lonesome. And I hope she's all right wherever she's at. She's probably in her 60s by now.
Oh, you thought I was feeling you?
She told her husband.
Yeah. She was like, you a munch. I'm just mad. Like, I wasn't the person I am now, and I didn't, like, turn on my Barbara Walters
We would have got that bitch on the pod.
She would have been on the pod. She would have given us an exclusive. It would have been fantastic.
It would have been a candid interview.
Yeah.
As to what transpired. Did he ever find out?
Gracia, tell us what happened.
Did he ever find out about you and these younger men? How did you find out about the other women?
It's funny because one of the guys that she was dancing with, he for sure was a power bottom. Like, he had no interest in pussy whatsoever.
Wow.
His interest in pussy is like your... his interest in pussy was like your interest with a two-point conversion in a football game. Exactly.
No interest whatsoever.
Yeah, like, don't care. But, you know, again...
I want to hear the wildest way that you've caught someone cheating. If any of the listeners want to share, like, the craziest way that you've caught your man or your woman cheating, you can tell us anonymously. Let us know. I want to hear what's the craziest way. I don't have any crazy way because I've never really caught in my relationship.
Me neither. Like I've
cheating.
Never, I've never cheated. I've never, you know, now I don't want to say I've never been cheating on, but I've never caught someone cheating on me.
Yeah, there was always, like, little things that I thought, but there was never any full concrete evidence.
Then again, I'm the type, the minute, like, as something's a little off, I'm like, you gotta go.
Yeah.
I'm not giving you the opportunity to play me. But I do have a
story. I also got a story to read from a listener, but go ahead, we'll get to you.
I had a friend. We're still cool. But we used to work together. So one night, he's like, yo, we used to work the overnight. He's like, yo, I got a deal for you. I was like, all right. He's like, you could take an hour and a half break, and I could take an hour and a half break. And I'm like,
oh, that's the, yeah, you told that story. Okay. The one that his girl ended up coming.
Yeah. So same couple. I don't know why they had baby monitors in the house. I guess this was well before the Ring camera. But he used to keep baby monitors around the house. And you know, a lot of the baby monitors have like the little screen that you can see.
Yeah.
Unbeknownst, I didn't know this, but some of them, you have like the thing on your phone, you can like track it, whatever. Like you can see, like, oh, look, my baby.
Damn, those are newly advanced baby monitors.
This was like 2014. So he had a baby monitor in his bedroom. And I guess whenever you, there's like people, like movement, it'll like let you know, like, oh, your baby, whatever. So homie is at work and he sees like, oh, movement. He opens up his phone. He sees his girl giving the Gulp Gulp 3000 through the baby monitor app, right?
Did she not know?
Again, tit for tat, whatever.
Oh, she didn't give a fuck.
Didn't give a fuck. Yeah. They were crazy. They didn't give a fuck. So whatever. He's like, I gotta take my break now. And I'm like, okay. He goes home. He comes back with a black eye and a busted lip and a hickey.
And a hickey. Wait a minute. So he caught her, but somehow she fucked him up. And then they fucked afterwards?
Let's talk about the sequence of...
There's a lot going on there.
The sequence of events here.
A black eye.
A busted lip.
A busted lip.
And a hickey.
And a hickey.
Mm-hmm.
The guy gave him the black eye. She gave him the busted lip. And then they fucked afterwards. Him and her.
Still to this day, we don't know how...
It's a mystery.
Yeah, like we don't know.
That's a lot.
We don't know, like, why, how, like, he came back to work with those things. I was like, you know what? Okay.
It's time to break up, my man.
Like, oh, yeah, they're not together anymore. They haven't been together for a while, but I just thought it was hilarious. He went home on a vengeance to, like, confront her. He came back with three different kinds of bodily marks.
What an L. What an L.
Yo, he did the only walk of shame too, back into work. His head was down and his hoodie.
I'm surprised he went back into work.
Shit, he better.
I would have called out the rest of the week. How do you explain that? How do you explain that?
You rolling into your fucking office with a black eye, busted lip, and a hickey.
All right, man, let's get into this story that was sent to me.
You thought I was feeling you.
From an anonymous person. All right. And it reads. Please read this on the air anonymously. Okay. So let me tell y'all about the weirdest sexual encounter that I've ever had. I've been talking to this guy, blank, for a while, but we've never met. I always left him on read. Tonight, I hit him up because I knew he'd come. He came and it was all good at first. We talked, we chilled, we watched Friends, LOL. He kissed me and put my hand on his dick.
First whatever. Red flag was Friends. You know how I feel about that.
I
bland
know.
Ass show.
You and I both feel about it. He put my hand on his dick, whatever. I gave him a little head and got him hard. I got on top, but I was too wet, so it wouldn't stay in. Parentheses, story of my life. Anyway, I told him to get on top and he had the audacity to say, I'm feeling lazy, baby. I was like, nah, nah, nah. We don't do that here. So he ended up getting soft. So here I go again, giving him a little head. He got hard again. And then he was like, baby, I love you. Red flag. You can't suck my dick that good and me not love you. I just laughed. He bent me over and finally gave me some good dick. Talking about this pussy is mine, right? And I'm like, yeah, yeah, yeah. Deep down, I was like, yeah, all right. LOL. He was like, tell me this pussy is yours, daddy. Daddy. And for the sake of getting over it, I just said it. And then this man fell off the bed. Oh, wait. She said, I halfway came. I don't know how you halfway come. She said, I halfway came and he came and then this man fell off the bed. Then he started saying, oh, you're toxic. Look what happened to me. I was just like, huh? Then he quickly got up, got dressed and said, oh, I have to go because I have to work early in the morning. And I was like, okay, it's not like I wanted him to stay anyway. Anyway, he stumbled out and deadass said, thank you. Good night. And left. I don't know what to make of this, but I think this is super weird. Truly yours, Anonymous.
Where do you want to start?
Where we do could you start off with the not wanting to get on top after I got on top, and then no. And to use the word lazy,
yeah,
in the middle of us fucking, what? Nah, that was a no for me. At that point, I'm turned off.
Yeah,
because sex for me is very like mental. You fucked up. You fucked up my headspace. Like, I was at a certain headspace, about to give it my all here.
My A1.
You fucked me up. Like, I can't continue. That's going to turn me off. And one thing I can't do is, like, fake anything in bed.
Fake the funk. Absolutely.
I can't fake the funk in bed. And what is going on outside?
But it's the Bronx. Sunday night. The rain is not going to stop the hood from being the hood.
No, not at all. But yeah, I think she's needed to send him on his merry motherfucking way the minute he was like, oh,
and no. You know how like sometimes you're like, you know, your body is always telling you things like you kind of get on me for this too. And sometimes I'm like, just trust me. Like, I know why I am this way with a certain guy. Like, there was a guy I was chatting with, you know, when I was kind of like red flags, and I'm like, you know what? Let me just, maybe it's me. But then you're reminded of your red flags, of your body, your instincts, the ancestors were like, this motherfucker ain't it. Mm-hmm. I finally got reminded of it this week. That's what it is. Like, there was a reason why you left him on red. Mm-hmm. There's a reason why you left him on red, and this is exactly why.
That's what it was.
Yeah.
You were leaving him on red. It was not worth it.
Yeah, and then
put that mileage on your pussy for what? You halfway came? What is halfway coming?
Like, what does that even mean?
Like, he edged you? Like what?
You don't halfway sneeze.
Yeah. I need you to describe what is a halfway.
Yeah, I've never had a half come.
What's a half orgasm?
It's either you do or you don't.
Yeah. And if you have to halfway it, then you didn't.
You didn't.
And you did all of that and you ain't make me fully come? Nah, homie.
I gotta fight you.
I'm kicking you out naked. Get the fuck out.
And I'm keeping one shoe. You can hop to your car,
I'm
bro.
I'm gonna be real dramatic with it. Like, some Winnie to Exhale shit. Like, get the fuck out.
You raggedy bitch.
You raggedy bitch. You out there in your boxes, and then I throw your clothes out the window.
With an orange in your hand.
Yeah.
And I'm only throwing one shoe. You're not getting both shoes. Fuck that. You don't deserve both shoes. You get one shoe. And no laces.
That man got a little dick energy. He got Brett Favre dick energy. How dare you?
You got that Favre dick energy?
Yeah.
No, but now.
How dare you make me halfway come? Tell me you're lazy.
Always listen to your instincts. If there's a reason why you were kind of putting off hanging out with that guy or getting to know that guy, subconsciously, there's a reason.
Mm-hmm. And stop putting unnecessary mileage on your pussy for dick that's not even worth it.
Exactly.
Vet that man out, even if it's for, you know, just for sex.
Vet him out.
Yeah. Make sure you know what he working with.
And watch better TV shows and Friends. Please.
Next time, this would never happen if you were watching Seinfeld.
Or Frasier. Or The Office.
You would have gotten A1 dick, girl.
Larry David would never.
Exactly. Oh, yeah. Or Curb Your Enthusiasm.
Yo, me and Haiti Baby can spend the entire fucking day just throwing Curb Your Enthusiasm quotes at each other.
Listen, I was watching Curb the other day. I love me some Larry David.
You fucking plopped.
I love that show, man.
You know what's funny? Like, every time Haiti Baby watches us, she's like, yo, fam, you're Larry David. I'm like, I know. I am an old Jewish man, and I fucking love it. Because of the shit that he gets into and how he, like, reacts to it.
Lexi Rosenberg. No, rename her.
Leibowitz.
Lexi Leibowitz. Double Leibowitz. L.
There you go.
That sounds very porno-ish, like, you know.
Yeah, we'll go with that.
Yeah, Lexi Leibowitz,
fam. But,
and you have like a yarmulke on, you bent over butt ass naked.
Hey yo,
I think it got something.
Hey, write that down. Yeah, they're gonna come after us.
Cash App us if you want to see Lexi in a yarmulke bent over.
What?
In a thong.
This bitch. This bitch.
Cash App pay us.
Cash App pay.
I'll make it happen. I'll make the photo shoot happen. This is for our listeners.
Is the Aventura concert going on outside? There's like sirens and rain and voices. Romeo, you
sounds
out
like
there?
Romeo's out there.
Hey, yo, Ice Spice, if you out there, let me know.
You thought I was feeling you? We're going to end it on that note. Oh, man. Don't forget to check out Ladies Pitch. We are on Instagram at Ladies Pitch and on Twitter, Pitch718. Listen, subscribe, share, review the podcast on all streaming platforms where you can find a podcast. You will find the Ladies Pitch podcast there. Ladies, don't forget, you deserve to be happy and felt disrespectfully. This is your favorite mommy signing out. Peace. Take it away, Lexi Leibowitz.
This is your favorite closeted Jew old man, Lexi the motherfucking savage. Make good choices and choose good TV shows to watch.
We'll see you next time. Oh, you'll hear from us next time. Whatever. Yeah. Peace.
Thanks for tuning in to Ladies Pitch Podcast. Make sure to subscribe on all streaming platforms. Find us on Instagram at Ladies Pitch and follow us on Twitter at Pitch718. See y'all next week.
Bye-bye.